Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Science over the past several hundred years has done a remarkable job in finding out how the world works. So it may surprise you that our guest, himself a renowned scientist, wants to change the way we do science. Dr. Stuart Kaufman is a theoretical biologist as well as a physician. He received one of the early MacArthur Genius Awards, and he was among the founders of the Santa Fe Institute for the Study of Complex Systems. In the late 90s, he was the founding scientist and a general partner for BIOS Group in collaboration with Ernst & Young. The author of the best-selling book, At Home in the Universe, Dr. Kaufman now is posing a series of questions in his book, Investigations. What kind of questions? Things like, what is life? Dr. Kaufman wants to move beyond today's science based on our ability to predict, to search for a general biology, one which is not bound by our terrestrial experience. Fascinated, Bill Russell and I sought out Stuart Kaufman in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We were eager to get a first-hand accounting of the directions in which this remarkable man proposes to lead us all. Stuart Kaufman, as I was thinking my way toward this conversation, with great enthusiasm, I must say, I kept mixing my metaphors. I kept thinking, well, I understand that our dominant myth is science and the marketplace, kind of a combination. And then I started thinking about you as sort of a wonderful amalgam of scientist and the Lawrence Kasdan, George Lucas character Yoda, and Mick Jagger. Now, in having mixed said metaphors, I feel justified in doing so because you say that we live in a time when even our stories are changing.
Yeah, our stories are changing.
Is that not a good place to start?
It's as good a place as any. So, yes, our stories, I think, are changing. You know, we're at an era in which the biological metaphor is making its way into the mainstream of business life. And it is because it's not a metaphor. It's the truth. In an important sense, the econosphere, the way we make livings as human beings, is an extension of the biosphere and the way organisms make livings in ecosystems. So it's not so surprising that there is this vast change in what's occurring. And in biology and in ways that we'll probably get into in more detail as we go along and talk further, there's an odd mixture of the scientific stance and a narrative stance. The scientific stance is trying to find, what really happened in evolution? Who derived from what, when, where, how, and so on? And are there general laws that govern the evolution of the biosphere? The narrative stance is something along the lines of, well, and then one day the leopard got its spots,
yes. You know,
for whatever the reasons were.
Right.
And the explanation is some kind of selective story which may or may not be true, because it's very hard to prove selection in past environments where we can't do careful controlled variations. So we have to guess what the selective pressures were. So we kind of make up stories about what we presume the selective pressures might have been that would have brought forth a given form.
When you lead with biology, you made very clear to me, both in At Home in the Universe and even more so in Investigations, that we have been taught to think about science from the perspective, from the foundation, if you will, of physics that has us starting at a different premise than biology.
It does indeed. So the first thing I should tell you is that there are some biologists, me included, who suffer from physics envy. and I'm proud of it.
Having said that.
Well, no, not having said that. I mean, having said that, there's an awful lot of the biology that I've done in my life, and At Home in the Universe, in my own earlier book, Origins of Order, a thick tome that nevertheless is sold surprisingly well. It serves as a doorstop, undoubtedly.
I doubt that seriously.
Or is a very heavy paperweight. I've spent a lot of my life in biology looking for the general laws, looking for the origins of order, the origins of spontaneous self-organization that underlie the emergence of the order in the biosphere. My own view is that much of biology is a mixture of self-organization and Darwin's idea of natural selection. So Darwin knew about natural selection because he invented the idea. He didn't know about self-organization, which is fine. He knew enough. He was brilliant. I think he would have welcomed the idea of self-organization. But investigations winds up going strangely beyond anything that I'd ever thought of before, certainly anything that I wrote in At Home in the Universe or that I wrote in The Origins of Order.
Our guest is Stuart Kaufman. He's going to take us into some of those strange and wonderful places when we return in just a moment. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are delighted to be at home in Santa Fe, New Mexico at the moment with Stuart Kaufman. We hope you're with us when we return in just a moment.